are live.
Blog Talk Radio.
Everybody, this is the day that the Lord has made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. Thankful, grateful, and always blessed to be with you this morning. It is a beautiful day. That's all I can say. Mother Valerie, it is a beautiful day. I can see the sun coming up, and it is just beautiful. Lighten up the room, lighting up the sky, thanking God that he woke me up this morning, because he knows girl was up late last night finishing her taxes. I had to pay, but I didn't have to pay as much as at first I thought I would. Thank you, Jesus, that God says give and it will be given back to you. Whew, pressed down and taken together. I'm grateful that God gave me the overflow to bring it down. Thank you, Lord. Giving is a big deal. You got to give. Thank you, Jesus. Whew, thank you, Jesus. And this is the word that God gave me for this morning. My reconciliation is our prayer, coming out of Romans 5 and 10 from the ESV. If while we were enemies, we were reconciled to God by the death of his son, much more now that we are reconciled, shall we be saved by his life. Redeemer, Most High God, Savior of the world, you are the source of my salvation. In you, Jesus, I find freedom from the chains of sin, from every detrimental cycle of shame that leads to death. In your life, I find my own life. You breathe your breath and renewed in me, and I'm like a new person. It is too much for my mind to understand that you have made a way for me to know you in death and life. It's a marvelous mystery. You end conflict and make enemies into friends. Who else is there like you? May all the earth know that you are the great liberator. You set the captives free and give them a hope and a future. Those who have found their freedom in you are set on pathways of peace. You lead them into a life of liberty from the inside out. Who can hold someone accountable to the state of their heart? Only you. And what a wonderful work you do in bringing light to dark and dead places. I once was dead in my sin, but look at what you've done. I'm alive in you. How has your relationship with Jesus changed your life? As we get ready to move forward this morning, that's just something to... How has your relationship with Jesus changed your life? I am grateful that God is working on me. I'm not perfect. I'm in transition. Hallelujah. Transitioning to the renewing of my mind. I am grateful that God gave me another day and another opportunity to be better today than I was yesterday. Praising God this morning because I believe that God is about to do some miraculous things in my family, in my life. I'm believing God that he can and that he will do great things. Woo, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, you're worthy of all the glory, of all the honor, and all the praise. In Jesus' name, amen. Ooh, Father God, again, I pray, please increase, as Mother Valerie and I decrease that. Let the words of our mouth and the meditation of our humble heart be acceptable in your holy and divine sight. For you are our strength, Jesus. You are our Redeemer. You are our Savior. And we give this word over to you, Holy Spirit. Speak through us that someone listening may be saved, may be set free, may be filled with you. And it's in the name of Jesus, again we pray, thanking God for another day. Amen. You just can't help yourself. You get filled up because God is just that good. You know, somebody didn't wake up this morning, Mother Valerie. Somebody did not have an opportunity to repent and say, Lord, forgive me for my sins. Forgive me that I do things that I said, places that I've been that I shouldn't have been. Somebody didn't wake up this morning to tell God, I'm sorry. Forgive me, Lord, for my mouth. Forgive me, Lord, for being out of order. Forgive me, Lord, for not making it right. You got to tell God, thank you. But God is just that good. So good morning, Mother Valerie. How are you this lovely, beautiful morning?
Oh, I am so grateful. I am totally good. Temperature is 65. It's going to get up to 83. I will be out and about. Just a beautiful, beautiful day. There's something to say thank you. Thank you, Lord. And I'm in the land of the living. God's good.
Amen now. Come on. Amen. I'm in the land of the living because somebody's not here today. I went last night to the Fellowship of Christian Athletes dinner, and I was amazed at how many young people were there. There were two young people at my table, just meet my granddaughter, Kaylin. She was one of the ushers. She is a leader in her school in the fellowship. And I was so excited on last Saturday night. She came home from a meeting, and she was on fire for Jesus. She was on fire. She was talking about the lesson and how, you know, they had talked about Samson and Delilah and how, you know, how things can happen and how you can get caught up. I mean, she was on fire. And that's what we want for our children, for them to be on fire for God, to be on fire for Jesus. We got to be on fire for them to be on. And that's why I said, Lord, keep me on fire. Let it burn, Lord. You know, set a fire down in my soul that I can't contain, that I can't control. I want more of you, God. We got to have that in our spirit. And so, Mother Valerie, our word for today, as it says, be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted in the earth. We better know who's in charge. And it's not a little D. It is a great God. Hallelujah. That the big G, they always talk about big G. There's only one big G, and he is God. He is Jehovah. He is in charge. Hallelujah. He is Yahweh, and we call him Yahweh, and we praise him. Hallelujah. That's it. No little G's up in here. Hallelujah. Just the one and only. And all we can do is say thank you to him today. I'm on fire, y'all. Whew, God woke me up early this morning, and I am just on fire for the Lord today. And just to let you know, we are almost finished with my faith. We almost finished with Joshua. Because all through the word, God is giving people their stuff. He's giving them their allotted land. He's given the tribes everything that they need and more than they could ever ask for. And we understand that in this time period with Joshua, with Caleb, I call it with the two, the children of Israel did what they were told. They listened as we'll go into that word on tomorrow in chapter 24. As for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. Joshua told him to choose. Hear that on tomorrow. But today, we got to be still and know that he is God. I am God, he told us in the word. I will be exalted in the earth. He told David, and he is telling us, God will be exalted in the earth. And we have to be still and listen and trust that God will make a way out of no way. And as we go into the word today, we will be in Joshua chapter 21 through chapter 22. Our psalm this morning is the 46th psalm, verses 7 through 11. And it is where our title is coming from morning. And our proverb for today is the 14th proverb. Chapter 14, verses 12 through 13. And we are coming out of Dr. Luke again, chapter 13, verses 1 through 22. So we got some word this morning, but we know and we believe that God is in charge and that he loves us, whew, more than words can say. Giving it up to God this morning again. What a beautiful day. And as the word of God goes forth in Joshua chapter 21, says, then the heads of the fathers' houses of the Levites came near to Elijah, the priest, to Joshua, the son of Nun. Hallelujah. The heads of the houses, the ones that were in charge, if you want to call them. And it says, and the heads of the fathers' houses of the tribes of the children of Israel. And they spoke to them at Shiloh in the land of Canaan, saying, the Lord commanded through Moses to give us cities to dwell in with their common lands for our livestock. So the children of Israel gave to the Levites from their inheritance at the commandment of the Lord these cities and their common lands. And remember, they needed common lands because they were the ones that made the sacrifices. So they had to have places to put animals in. So they needed land for the lambs, from the rams, for the goats. They needed land for those things. And they needed a place to lay their heads because they did not get an allotment. All they have is what people give them. What the children of Israel give them. It says, now the lot came out for the families of the Korahites and the children of Aaron, the priests who were of the Levites, had 13 cities by lot from the tribe of Judah, from the tribe of Simeon, from the tribe of Benjamin. The rest of the children of Korah had 10 cities by lot from the families of the tribe of Ephraim, from the tribe of Dan, and from the half-tribe of Manasseh. And the children of Gershon had 13 cities by lot, from the families of the tribes of Issachar, from the tribe of Asher, from the tribe of Naphtali, and from the half-tribe of Manasseh in Bashan. The children of Merari, according to their families, had 12 cities, from the tribe of Reuben, from the tribe of Gad, and from the tribe of Zebulun. and the children of Israel gave these cities with their common lands by lot to the Levites, as the Lord had commanded by the hand of Moses. So they gave from the tribe of the children of Judah and from the tribe of the children of Simeon these cities which are designated by name, which were for the children of Aaron, one of the families of the Korahites, who were of the children of Levi. For the lot was theirs first, and they gave them Kirjath Arba. Arba was the father of Anak, which is Hebron, in the mountains of Judah, with the common land surrounding it. But the fields of the city and its villages they gave to Caleb, the son of Jephunneh, as his possession. Thus to the children of Aaron, the priests, they gave Hebron, with its common land of refuge for the slayer. And we talked about that on yesterday. Lebna with its common land, Betar with its common land, Eshtemoa with its common land, Holon with its common land, Debir with its common land, Ain with its common land, Jetha with its common land, and Beth Shemesh with its common land. 9 cities from those 2 tribes, and from the tribe of Benjamin, Gibeon with its common land, Geba with its common land, and Anath with its common land, and Almon with its common land, 4 cities, all the cities of the children of Aaron. The priests were 13 cities with their common land, and the families of the children of the Korah, Levites, the rest of the children of Korah, even they had the cities of their lot from the tribe of Ephraim, for they gave them Shechem with its common land in the mountains of Ephraim, a city of refuge for the slayer, Gezer with its common land, Kephazim with its common land, Beth Horon with its common land, 4 cities, and from the tribe of Dan, Ephrathah with its common land, Gibbethon with its common land, Ajalon with its common land, and Gath Rimmon with its common land, 4 cities, and from the half tribe of Manasseh, Tanakh with its common land, and Geth Rimmon, Ramon with its common land, 2 cities. All the 10 cities with their common lands were for the rest of the families of the children of Korah. Also the children of Gershon, of the families of the Levites, from the other tribe of Manasseh, they gave Golan in Bashan with its common land, a city of refuge for the slayer, and Beth Eshtoreth with its common land, 2 cities, and from the tribe of Issachar, Kishon with its common land, Deborah with its common land, Jarmuth with its common land, and Dedan with its common land, 4 cities, and from the tribe of Asher, Mishar with its common land, Ashdod with its common land, Helkath with its common land, Rehob with its common land, 4 cities, and from the tribe of Naphtali, Kedesh in Galilee with its common land, a city of refuge for the slayer, Hamath Dor with its common land, and Carton with its common land, 3 cities, all the cities of the Gershonites, according to their families, with 13 cities with their common land, and to the families of the children of Mari, the rest of the Levites from the tribe of Zebulun, Jokneam and its common land, Kartah with its common land, Demna with its common land, and Naphtali with its common land, 4 cities, and from the tribe of Reuben, Bezer with its common land, Jahaz with its common land, Kedemoth with its common land, and Mephibosheth with its common land, 4 cities, and from the tribe of Gad, Ramoth, and Gilead, its common land, a city of refuge for the slayer, Menahim with this coming in, Heshbon with this coming in, and Jezreel with this coming in, four cities of all. So all the cities of the children of Merari according to their families. The rest of the families of the Levites were by their lot 12 cities. All the cities of the Levites within the possession of the children of Israel were 48 cities with their common land. Every one of these cities had its common land surrounding it. Thus were all these cities. So the Lord gave to Israel all the land of which he had sworn to give to their fathers, and they took possession of it and dwelt in it. The Lord gave them rest all around. Hallelujah. Can we say it? Still and know that I am God, I will be exalted in the earth. He gave them rest. Come on now. Whew. He gave them rest. He had sworn to give to their fathers. He gave them all the land, and he gave them rest all around according to all that he had sworn to their fathers. And not a man of all their enemies stood against them. The Lord delivered all their enemies into their hands. Not a word failed of any good thing which the Lord has spoken to the house of Israel. All, can I say it again? All came to pass. Joshua chapter 22. But a life lesson from chapter 21. The Lord gave them rest all around. The Lord gave them rest all around. And for the Holy Spirit, the Holy Ghost, hallelujah. The Lord gave them rest all around. It didn't say Joshua gave them rest all around. It didn't say Caleb gave them rest all around. It didn't say Moses gave them rest all around, or Aaron, or any Levite. It doesn't say that. It says God, the Lord, gave them rest all around. God's good promises ultimately lead to peace and rest. God tells us that in rest you shall be safe, in quietness and confidence shall be your strength. We got to learn how to rest. And that was a word for me, because I go like the Energizer Bunny. And God is saying, it's time to rest. You got work to do. And you can't do work when you're tired. That's why you got to rest. You got to go to bed. You got to get a good night's sleep. You got to rest. Chapter 22. Then Joshua called the Reubenites, the Gadites, and the half-tribe of Manasseh, and said to them, you have kept all that Moses, the servant of the Lord, commanded you, and have obeyed my voice in all that I commanded you. You have not left your brethren these many days up to this day, but have kept the charge of the commandment of the Lord your God. And now the Lord your God has given rest to your brethren, as he promised them. Now therefore return and go to your tent and to the land of your possession, which Moses, the servant of the Lord, gave you on the other side of the Jordan. But take careful heed to do the commandment and the law which Moses, the servant of the Lord, commanded you, to love the Lord your God, to walk in all his ways, to keep his commandments, to hold fast to him, and to serve him with all your heart and with all your soul. So Joshua blessed them and sent them away, and they went to their tents. Now, to half the tribe of Manasseh, Moses had given a possession in Bashan, but to the other half of it, Joshua gave possession among their brethren on this side of the Jordan westward. And indeed, when Joshua sent them away to their tents, he blessed them and spoke to them, saying, return with much riches to your tents, with very much livestock, with silver, with gold, with bronze, with iron, and with very much clothing, divide the spoil of your enemies with your brothers. for the children of Reuben, the children of Gad, and the half tribe of Manasseh, returned and departed from the children of Israel at Shiloh, which is in the land of Canaan, to go to the country of Gilead, to the land of their possession, which they had obtained according to the word of the Lord by the hand of Moses. And when they came to the region of the Jordan, which is in the land of Canaan, the children of Reuben, the children of Gad, and the half-tribe of Manasseh built an altar there by the Jordan, a great and impressive altar. Now the children of Israel heard someone say, "Behold, the children of Reuben, the children of Gad, and the half-tribe of Manasseh have built an altar on the frontier of the land of Canaan in the region of the Jordan on the children of Israel's side." And when the children of Israel heard it, the whole congregation of the children of Israel gathered together at Shiloh to go to war against them. Whew! Folks, always ready to fight. Now, they had rest. They had everything they needed. And understand, God didn't tell Reuben. God didn't tell Gad. And God didn't tell the half-tribe of Manasseh to build anything. But again, I'm sure it is a reason. Continue to find out what happened. Then the children of Israel sent Phinehas, the son of Eleazar, the priest of the children of Reuben, to the children of Gad, and the half-tribe of Manasseh, in the land of Gilead, and with them 10 rulers, one ruler each from the chief house of every tribe of Israel. And each one was the head of the house of his father among the divisions of Israel. Then they came to the children of Reuben, to the children of Gad, and to the half-tribe of Manasseh, to the land of Gilead. And they spoke with them, saying, "Thus says the whole congregation of the Lord, what treachery is this that you have committed against the God of Israel, to turn away this day from following the Lord, in that you have built for yourselves an altar that you might rebel this day against the Lord? Is the iniquity of Peor not enough for us, from which we are not cleansed to this day? Although there was a plague in the congregation of the Lord, but that you must turn away this day from following the Lord, and it shall be, if you rebel today against the Lord, that tomorrow he will be angry with the whole congregation of Israel. Nevertheless, if the land of your possession is unclean, then cross over to the land of the possession of the Lord, where the Lord's tabernacle stands, and take possession among us, but do not rebel against the Lord, nor rebel against us by building yourselves an altar besides the altar of the Lord our God. Did not Achan, the son of Zerah, commit a trespass in the accursed thing, and wrath fell on all the congregation of Israel? And that man did not perish alone in his iniquity. Because remember, his whole entire family, everything he had, God, they stole them and burnt them and put them away from them. They're not plagued. Everybody lost. Then the children of Reuben, the children of Gad, and the half-tribe of Manasseh answered and said to the heads of the division of Israel, "The Lord God of God, the Lord God of God, he knows, and let Israel itself know if it is in rebellion or if in treachery against the Lord. Do not save us this day, if we have built ourselves an altar to turn from following the Lord, or if to offer on it burnt offerings or grain offerings, or if to offer peace offerings on it. Let the Lord himself require an account. But in fact, we have done it for fear, for a reason saying, in time to come, your descendants may speak to our descendants, saying, what have you to do with the Lord God of Israel? For the Lord has made the Jordan a border between you and us, you children of Reuben and children of Gad. You have no part in the Lord. So their descendants would make our descendants cease fearing the Lord. Therefore we said, let us now prepare to build ourselves an altar, not for burnt offerings, nor for sacrifice, but that it may be a witness between you and us and our generations after us, that we may perform the service of the Lord before him with our burnt offerings, with our sacrifices, and with our peace offerings, that your descendants may not say to our descendants in time to come, you have no part in the Lord. Therefore, we said that it will be, when they say this to us or to our generations in time to come, that we may say, here is the replica of the altar of the Lord, which our fathers made, though not for burnt offerings, nor for sacrifices, but it is a witness between you and us. Far be it from us that we should rebel against the Lord and turn from following the Lord this day to build an altar for burnt offerings, for grain offerings, or for sacrifice, besides the altar of the Lord our God, which is before his tabernacle. Now when Phinehas the priest and the rulers of the congregation, the heads of the divisions of Israel, who were with him, heard the words of the children of Reuben, the children of Gad, and the children of Manasseh, spoke it pleased them. Son of Elijah, the priest said to the children of Reuben, the children of Gad, and the children of Manasseh, this day we perceive that the Lord is among us, because you have not committed this treachery against the Lord. Now you have delivered the children of Israel out of the hand of the Lord. And Phinehas, the son of Eleazar, the priest and the leaders, returned from the children of Reuben and the children of Gad, from the land of Gilead to the land of Canaan, to the children of Israel, and brought back word to them. So this thing pleased the children of Israel, and the children of Israel blessed God. They spoke no more of going against them in battle to destroy the land where the children of Reuben and Gad dwelt. The children of Reuben and the children of Gad called the altar witness, but it is a witness between us that the Lord is God. And we say every day, may the Lord watch between me and thee while we're absent one from each other. In Jesus' name, it is a witness between us that God will watch over us. Hallelujah. A witness. And it says in Joshua 22:5, take careful heed to love the Lord your God, to walk in all his ways, to keep his commandments, to hold fast to him, and to serve him with all your heart. What Joshua told the Eastern tribes still holds true today. We will surely succeed if we, number one, love God. Number two, walk in God's ways. Number three, keep God's commandments. Number four, hold fast to God. Number five, serve God wholeheartedly. We can't have served God. We got to serve him wholeheartedly. We got to give to God our very best. Serve him with gladness. Serve him with your whole heart. He'll make a way out of no way. Joshua 22:33. The thing pleased the children of Israel, and the children of Israel blessed God. God loves the blessed children, but it is also appropriate for his children to bless him. How? With the only thing we have to give, a sacrifice of praise. Hebrews 13:15. Can you just tell God, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord God, for waking me up this morning. Thank you, Lord God, for putting a praise in my heart. Thank you, Lord God, for your love, your unconditional love toward us. Thank you, Lord, for allowing us to be a part of your family, that we can call your father, that we can call your daddy, that we can call you the best thing that ever happened to us. Can you just tell God, thank you this morning. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord in his holy temple. Can you just say, holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty, who was and is to come as the angels sing. Hallelujah. Mother Valerie, I turn it back over to you.
Good morning, people of God. God is a good God. The title for today was Be Still and Know That I Am God. I will be exalted in the earth. He said, I will be exalted in the earth because he is God. Psalms 46, 7, and 11. The Lord of hosts is with us. God of Jacob is our refuge. Pause and think about it. The God of Jacob is our refuge. Come, behold the works of the Lord, who has made desolation in the earth. He makes war cease to the end of the earth. He breaks the bow and cuts the spear in two. He burns the chariot in the fire. Be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the nations. I will be exalted in the earth. God is telling you, you better be still and know that I'm God. I am God. The title. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge. He said it twice. He said that twice. Selah, pause and think about it. Proverbs 14, 12, 13. There is a way that seems right to a man, but its end is the way of death. Even in laughter, the heart may sorrow, and the end of mirth may be grief. Even in laughter, the heart may sorrow. You know, that's pretty deep. I have to actually realize what they're saying, even in laughter. Pastor Bridget, okay.
Yes, ma'am, I'm here.
Okay,
I'm here.
Even in laughter, the heart may sorrow. What does that mean? Even in laughter, the heart may sorrow. And the end of mirth may be grief.
And the end of mirth may be grief. That sometimes we may think that it's all going, and even in laughter, there's sorrow. And I can speak on that because, you know, you people don't know when you're grieving. They don't know when you're going through. You may have a smile on your face. You may have a pep in your step. You may have a praise in your heart. But in deep down, you are going through. You know, because I know that nobody knew what I was going through. Because on the outside, I showed this face a mirth. I showed a happy face, but I was not there.
Okay.
I was not feeling my best, as say. I was having a moment, as we want to call it. But nobody knew it but me and God. God is the only one that knew my fears. God is the only one that saw my tears. God is the only one that knew that I cried in the middle of the night. And, you know,
okay.
And it tells us even in laughter, the heart may sorrow. Yeah. And the end of mirth may be grief. Yeah. But we know
okay,
that in
thank
the
you.
End, we're going to win. All right now. Amen.
Thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. That makes sense now to me. I was trying to understand that. And what she explained makes good sense. I'm going into Luke 13, 1:22. There was present at that season some who told him about the Galileans whose blood Pilate had mingled with their sacrifice. And Jesus answered and said to them, do you suppose that these Galileans were worse sinners than all other Galileans because they suffered such things? I tell you, no. But unless you repent, you will all likewise curse. Of those 18 of whom the tower in Siloam fell and killed them, do you think that they were worse sinners than all other men who dwell in Jerusalem? I tell you, no. But unless you repent, you will all likewise perish. Also spoke this parable. Certain man had a fig tree planted in his vineyard. He came seeking fruit on it and found none. Then he said to the keeper of the vineyard, look, for 3 years I've come seeking fruit on this fig tree and find none. Cut it down. Why does it use up the ground? But he answered and said to him, sir, let it alone this year also until I dig around it, fertilize it, and if it bears fruit, well, but if not, then you can cut it down. Now he was teaching in one of the synagogues on the Sabbath, And behold, there was a woman who had a spirit of infirmity 18 years, was bent over, could in no way raise herself up. But when Jesus saw her, he called her to him and said to her, "Woman, you are loose from your infirmities," laid his hands on her, and immediately she was made straight and glorified God. But the ruler of the synagogue answered with indignation, because Jesus had healed on the Sabbath. And he said to the crowd, "There are 6 days on which men ought to work. Therefore come and be healed on them, not on the Sabbath day." And Lord answered him and said, "Hypocrite, does not each one of you on the Sabbath day loose his ox or donkey from the stall and lead it away to water it? So not art this woman, being a daughter of Abraham, whom Satan has bound? Think of it. For 18 years, be loose from this bond on the Sabbath." When he said these things, all his adversaries were put to shame, and all the multitude rejoiced for all the glorious things that were done by him. Then he said, "What is the kingdom of God like, and to what shall I compare it? Is it like a mustard seed, which man took and put in his garden, and it grew, became a large tree? Birds of the air nested in its branches?" And again he said, "To what shall I like the kingdom of God? Is it like leaven, which a woman took and hid in 3 measures of meal till it was all leavened?" He went through the cities and village, teaching and journeying toward Jerusalem. Life lesson, Luke 13 and 16. You know, that's a shame that they didn't want that woman to be healed on the Sabbath. The Sabbath is, you can heal on the Sabbath. The Sabbath day is a day of rest. But if Jesus needs to heal on the Sabbath, you can heal on the Sabbath, and he showed them that you can do that on the Sabbath. That woman needed her healing. Luke 13 and 16, "Or not this woman whom Satan has bound for 18 years be loosed from this bond on the Sabbath?" When we care more for keeping rules than we do for the welfare of people made in God's image, we miss the whole point of our existence. The Bible says love is the fulfillment of the law. Romans 13 and 10. "Woman, thou art loose." And he did. He loosed her on the Sabbath. I think that's beautiful. Life lesson.
You are 13. Excuse me, Mother. I just wanted to put a pin there for a minute. That is very mm-hmm. true. Sometimes we can get so caught up in rules and regulations that we forget to get caught up in Jesus. And we have to be very careful that we don't get all upset because a rule was broken, but it was in praise of God. You know, we don't know anybody's reason why they praise. And sometimes we get irked. Wait a minute, you know, we having this, and there they are praising God. They ruining the service, or they're doing this. But again, you don't know anybody's praise. You don't know the cost of the oil in their box. But we do have a tendency sometimes to get caught up in regulations. Well, that's not decent and in order. That's not this and that. Well, we may need to stop and think, did God get the praise? Did God get the honor? Did God get the glory? And, you know, the Holy Spirit, you know, won't allow this or that. But maybe the Holy Spirit allowed it to get us off of our high horses. So we may need to be very careful how we go about. Sometimes we get so caught up in the man-made rules and regulations that we forget to just talk about Jesus. And I just had to say
Amen.
That. Jesus had to say, y'all trying to start stuff. But this woman's going to get healed today. And maybe somebody needed to pray because they was getting healed. But, you know,
Amen.
You get caught up. You got to be careful. That's all.
Amen. Amen. The Sabbath was made for man, not man for the Sabbath. And that's somewhere in the Bible. So you can heal on the Sabbath. And Jesus showed them that. I mean, it looked like to me they were just jealous of any and everything that he did. The woman had been bound for 18 years, and he said, well, shouldn't this woman be healed? She's a daughter of Abraham, whom Satan has bound for 18 years. And he told her, be loose from this bound on the Sabbath. I thank God that he sees things the way they really are, and we don't. We don't see things the way they really are. Life lessons, Luke 13:3. Unless you repent, you will all likewise perish. The victims of tragedy are not necessarily the recipients of divine judgment, yet because we live in a dangerous world where tragedies occur without warning, we must always be ready to meet our God. Yeah, that's true. It's very much true. You don't know. I mean, this is a gorgeous, beautiful day. The temperature right now is 65 degrees. It said we must always be ready to meet our God. That means that we need to repent daily. Unless you repent, we need to repent daily. God, forgive me for any thoughts or any sins that I have committed, knowingly and unknowingly. Our pastor teaches us to say that, and we must do that because you don't know when you go out the door if there's going to be a drive-by killing and somebody shoots you. It's not always the sickest person that dies. You can be well and having a good time at Walmart's, and somebody come into Walmart's. You're in there shopping and enjoying yourself, maybe sitting down at Subway at Walmart's and eating. Somebody come in there and kill you. So we have to be ready. For this is the day. I mean, we live today and we die today. We have to be ready because nobody knows how long that they're going to be here. We don't know that. And we don't even have any fear about that. We don't. God didn't tell us to live in fear about when we're going to die because absence from the body is presence with the Lord. But it says, we must always be ready to meet our God, and that's true. Psalms 46:10, be still and know that I am God. It said only in the rarest of circumstances, and then usually in judgment does God display his glory in binding flashes impossible to ignore. It's just like with that eclipse. You couldn't ignore that. And in some places, that eclipse was so unusually beautiful. That's a display of God. I mean, I see God everywhere I go. I see God when the trees are green. I see God when I wake up in the morning and be able to move my limbs. It said, God display his glory in blinding flashes, impossible to ignore. And you couldn't ignore that eclipse. How could you? And not going to come back into 20 years from now and we'll see another one. Most of the time, we meet him in the quietness of our heart. And so that's where we meet God, in the quietness of our heart. But sometimes, even when it's lightning, like it was last week, lightning and thundering, I got up and I unplugged everything in the house. I did. Plug things because that lightning, just to see that splash of lightning, that's the glory of God. I mean, how can people say that there is no God? There is a God. I see him all the time. It said, be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted in the earth. And that's the truth. That's the truth. That's the truth. Life example, confidence in times of distress. Psalms 46:10-11. I'm out of here. Most of us will feel this way at some point in our lives. When stress is daily living, become unbearable, we want to escape. We may want our jobs, relationship, or church, or neighborhood, or some other difficult situation. We think we can't handle things the way they are because they cause us too much stress. So we decide to walk away, move on, head for anywhere. But where we are, what does the Bible have to tell us about how to handle stress? How are we to respond when our fallen human natures cry out for us to stop and run? God has a powerful truth for us to hear. We do not handle stressful situations by fighting against them. Instead, God calls us to be at rest in him. to the psalmist, this meant being still and knowing God. See Psalms 46 and 10. To Apostle Peter, it meant refusing to carry burdens not meant for him, casting all your care upon him, for he cares for us. Take it to the throne and not to the phone. We say that all the time. Jesus describes it as a peacefulness that we both find and receive as we spend time learning from him. See Matthew 11, 28 and 30. Our human instincts clamorous for us to escape. Well, nobody want to go through anything, even at the cross. Jesus' body did not want to go through what he had to go through. He said, my God, said it three times. Why have you forsaken me? I mean, we don't want, the body don't want to go through anything. We want to, our human instincts clamorous for us to escape. But God calls us to draw near and absorb the truth of the scriptures. I mean, when we do go through, we don't have to go through all this stuff by ourselves. And I thank God for being God, because he will go through it with you. I mean, when something is going on and you don't understand what's going on, just cry out, Jesus, help me, Lord. Help me. And you know what? He will help you. He'll help you to understand. He'll help you to go through things. He will help you. But you got to have, you got to know that you know that you know that he will help you. It's not like a microwave. God will help you. He'll help you to go anything that you need to go through. It said, most of all, the Lord wants us to know him as we believe in his sovereignty and accept both the absolute goodness of his plans and his deep abiding love for us. We will grow in trust. Then we will find it easier to be still and not to respond like the world would say, I'm out of here. A lot of times you want to say that you're out of here, but God don't want you to be out of here. He wants you to go through what you have to go through. Our stress need not become distress. When we feel stress, we do not have to feel defeated, give in to the temptation to give up and run. With an accurate understanding of our Heavenly Father and a firm belief in his care, we will be able to walk through the worst of circumstances with inner quietness and genuine confidence. This is our privilege as God's children. You know, we are the children. We are ambassadors for Christ. We are the children of the Most High God. And being a child, just like if you live in a human family and you are a child of a human family, you have privileges in that family. Maybe your family is rich. You can't afford to send you to a private school. You don't, you know, in this world, we don't know what our families would be like. But in God's family, we actually know that this is a privilege as God's children, that God, our Heavenly Father, is with us. And if you turn to God, you can be a child of the Most High God. Everybody has a promise. If they would just accept God and know, be still and know that he is God, I will be exalted among the nations. I will be exalted in the earth. Everybody here, everybody, I mean every and anybody, if you want to, you can choose to become a child of the Most High God. You can choose to be one of God's children. He's not going to force himself on you. You don't have to be a child of God, but you can make a choice and choose to be a child of the Most High God. God is good.
Amen.
I'm going to turn it back to Pastor Bridget.
Hallelujah. We just want to make sure that if there's anyone that God has put a word in your heart, now is the time. The number one on your phone, if you have called in on our call-in number, which is 213-943-3597. Again, our number, if you would like to speak, is 213-943-3597. That is a call-in number. You can call that number, and you will be in queue to speak. Good morning, Evangelist. How are you?
Oh, wonderful. You know, I just want to say that, you know, you asked the question, how have we changed in our relationship with God? Daily, we must seek to do His will, not our will. We want to go to a barbecue. God says, I want you to go to a hospital and minister to people. What will you choose? You know, a lot of times, ooh, I'm going to barbecue. But then you end up getting sick from the barbecue. But if you went and did what God said do, you'd be feeling whole in your heart, in your soul, in your mind. God says, be ye holy, for I am holy. It doesn't mean we cannot enjoy life. But at the same time, if we see a brother or sister who doesn't have them we have, we should share. Because you know what? Everything we have is by God's grace and mercy. We don't know what He's going to bless us with today. All we have to do is be open and honest with people. I tell people, I'm going to be honest. I'm going to tell you. I ain't got no time to lie because God says the liars shall not carry in His sight. People say, oh, that was just a little one. No, a lie is a lie. We have to understand that daily we must seek to do our Father's, no matter which way we go, we have to do His will. I've gotten so much closer to Jesus for being under Pastor Jesse's teaching. On Sunday, I'll say, I was upset with my niece. I was really going to give it to her. And the text I sent was, I pray that everything is okay with you. Now, if that would have been a month ago, oh, I would rather have it. But I'm learning at 65 how to have patience. Understand that when we leave our house, oh, goodness, I'm going to be late. No, you're in God's time, not your time. We cannot go nowhere unless the Lord directs us and protects us. May God
Amen.
Bless
you.
Hallelujah.
May God bless you, too. What a great word, Evangelist. If there's anyone else that has a word, again, now is the time to push the one on your phone. And I wanted to go back. If there is no one, Mother Valerie, you gave a comment about the Sabbath, and it comes from Mark chapter 2, verse 27. And Jesus said to them, and He said to them, the Sabbath was made for man and not man for the Sabbath. And that is one of those words, Mother, that, you know, I love it, that you know, that is the word that you gave. Because Jesus did it because He was telling them. That was when the Pharisees were having a moment about the fact that they was eating some wheat on the Sabbath. They plucked heads of grain. And the Pharisees said to Him, look, why did they do what is not lawful on the Sabbath? And then He talked about David and the showbread when they were hungry. And again, He said, no, you know, the truth of the matter. But that is all we have this morning, and we are wrapping up. We have no more callers wanting to speak, and we only have a minute. So I say to you all, may the Lord watch between me and thee while we are absent, one from each other. Jesus' name, we pray over you and yours. We thank you for joining us this morning. Whether you join live or later, we thank God for you. We ask God to watch over you. We ask God to bless you. And we say thank you for coming in, taking a seat, and having Bible study with us this morning. Have a blessed and wonderful day. Family.
Did you give a word to Sister Carolyn? Did that word come through?
I did not, Mother Valerie. Thank you so much. And I did not because I didn't have it. And now I do. And that word is this. Good morning. God has great things planned for you, and His promises are yours to enjoy. Find your place in life through Him. Have a terrific Tuesday, and I like to say, be still and know that He is God, and He has great things planned for you. and his promises are yours to enjoy. Find your place in life through him. Have a terrific Tuesday. Thank you, Mother Valerie. Thank you, Sister Carolyn. Thank you all for joining us this morning. And it is this time officially. Mother Valerie, what is it?
It's a wrap.
Evangelist Teresa, what is it?
It's a wrap because we got to praise God.
Amen. Hallelujah. It is a wrap. Enjoy your day, family. Don't let anybody knock you off your square because you are a child of God. And we're going to enjoy this day because this is the
Hallelujah.
Day that the Lord has made. And we will rejoice and be glad in it. Have a great day, family. And this is our official and final closing, ladies. It is a what?
Wrap.
Mother Valerie. It's a wrap. One for the Father, one for the Son, one for the Holy Spirit. It is a wrap. Be blessed, family.